Based on you and talking with our Weva head football coach, Austin Stolk. Austin, we appreciate you joining us here today.
Hey, thanks for having me, Mason.
So throughout the summer, kind of take us through what you guys have done, either in the weight room or on the field, to kind of get prepared for this upcoming season.
Yeah, our guys have, Mason, we're small numbers. We kind of always have been, and we're looking at hopefully 17 guys on the football team this year. And it was a really good summer for our guys. We had 15 guys consistently at 100% in the weight room and, getting their butts up at 6 a.m. and wanting to put the work in and put the time in for the last 12 weeks now. And it's led by a good group of seniors. We have six seniors, possibly seven seniors. We have one kid in basic training possibly come back to join us. And, five of those guys are returners and starters. So, they really do a nice job of showing very good leadership. Like I said, we've been in the weight room for the last 12 weeks, and we did do a team camp down at Central College in Pella. We go to that. We've gone the last 5 years, and it's a really good opportunity for our guys to see some really good competition and kind of get their feet wet in some stuff that in some good physicality. So, those are some things we've done. We've had our camp back here and a kids camp with over 60 kids. So, that's great to see for the community. And, our guys have been working hard, on the field and then off the field as well, watching film and seeing things that they can do better. We've watched a little bit of film just on some of our camp stuff. It's good to see all the guys engaged, and it makes us coaches excited for the season.
When you talk about, you go through the summer and then you guys got your first week of practice, what have you seen from the guys that has kind of gotten you excited for the upcoming season throughout this first week of practice?
Yeah, in the summertime, Mason, you can lift weights, you can do some speed and agility, but you can't prepare for what camp week's like. You can't prepare for what Friday nights are like. And it's exciting to see the guys that they've taken that next step physically and mentally these last couple weeks of getting to practice and camp and understanding that our level of conditioning has to be at an extreme max, at their full potential. We have to be in shape considering the amount of guys that we have on our football team. And a lot of guys know that, if they want to play both sides of the ball, they have to be in extreme shape. And we have, like I said, we have good seniors that can lead the way in kind of showing that mentality. And I think that's what's kind of made us coaches most excited is the fact that we have guys that get it. They understand what it takes to win. And they understand it's one day at a time. You can't jump through any magic loops or do anything like that, particularly when you have the Audubons of the world and the Cams of the world and teams like that in a very tough district this year. So it's exciting to see our guys take it one day at a time, get better each day, and understand what the big picture is.
And you talked a little bit about it there, but what do you kind of think that, or how was your kind of initial thoughts about how the district fell this year?
Yeah, we've gone up north a few times, more so than not the last few years and the last few redistricts. And I kind of assumed it would be where it's at. There's a couple teams down south that I wasn't sure we'd get stuck with, and we are. We try to have them at the mindset that it doesn't matter who we're playing, what Friday night, who we're playing, what season. We just take things one game at a time, one day at a time, and that starts with good leadership, and that's kind of where we're at right now.
And then we talked a little bit kind of about where some of the guys are going to be playing, but to have some of your guys around there, can you take us through kind of where some of your key guys are going to be playing this year?
Yeah, we only lost three guys last year, but Blaine Smith at quarterback and Wade Regaler at the fullback position and the middle linebacker position on defense. Those are some very vocal leaders for us that we had to fill spots at. And, you sit here and think, you only lost three guys, and then we lost Aiden Blackman at tight end. But those were three of our big leaders. So, we got guys that are kind of playing some positions that they'd never played before. We got some guards going to fullbacks. And vice versa. We got some tight ends. A tight end potentially going to play quarterback for us this year. And same thing on the defensive end. We get a couple defensive ends that are going to be, moved back to linebacker. And it's just some minor things that we're tweaking and our guys are learning. We understand the general concept of what we're trying to do on both sides of the football. It's just a matter of, learning our new role from, so to say, defensive end to an outside linebacker, whatever the case may be. So, we got, like I said, Jonathan Reason been moving to quarterback from a tight end. And Devin Ehlers kind of moving back and forth from line to fullback, and same thing on defense. We got guys shuffling around in different spots, but we're kind of figuring out the kinks, and that'll help. It'll help to have a scrimmage this Friday up at Remsen to try and continue to get that stuff figured out.
And then for you guys, is there anything differently that you guys are going to do set-wise, either on the offensive end or the defensive end?
No, there's nothing. We're not going to reinvent the wheel. Like I said, we lost three seniors, but it's in the end, it's three guys that we have to fill, and we have some guys that understand that they have to step up from their role of maybe playing, just the only special teams or just a glimpse of offense and defense last year. Those guys just need to step up and fill the role, and we'll continue to run the football into the passing game, and just kind of stick to our guns on what we do on both sides of the ball.
And then for you guys this year, what do you think are going to be some of the biggest keys for you guys to be successful?
Yeah, I think we want to establish in the run game is kind of where we want to start things off offensively. We got a lot of returners up front, guys that understand what it takes, and then we got a couple athletes in the backfield that will that we expect to kind of exploit some matchups in certain defenses. And on the defensive side of the ball, we have to have eight guys do our job in the defense that we play, and everybody has to be on the same page with what defensive schematics we're going at for each game. And then I think one thing that we haven't necessarily hounded enough as coaches, and it's our fault as a coaching staff in the past, is our special teams. We need to tune in on some more details on that, and we feel like that's an area we could exploit as well.
Well, Austin, we appreciate you joining us here today, and we wish you the best of luck coming up with your scrimmage Friday and the rest of the season.
Okay, thanks, Mason. Go Rockets.